Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
FM 100, it's Ryan and Michelle in the morning, and tonight is the first of three debates between President Trump and President hopeful Joe Biden. Are you going to watch, Michelle?
I will be watching.
I'm just waiting for somebody to watch and then put Snapchat filters on the the president and the candidate.
You know, it always happens.
I mean, they turn out pretty good.
They do.
But wouldn't it be more interesting if the debate wasn't so serious and the debate was more like an episode of The Floor is Lava or Wipeout, where the where they have to go through obstacle courses?
As long as we don't have the host from The Floor is Lava.
Right.
Sorry.
But no, that would be so funny if it was actually like an obstacle course instead of a debate.
I would watch it. I would watch it.
Can you see President Trump or Joe Biden bouncing off the big red balls from Wipeout? Nobody seems to get on that.
Oh.
See, now that I would be really excited to tune in, but I am going to tune in tonight because I am anxious to hear what each side has to say. But I posted this on Facebook, facebook.com/FM100Memphis. If you could ask the president any non-serious question, what would it be? Fun answers only. I thought of some really good questions. I would really honestly like to know from President Trump and Joe Biden. For example, I would like to know what they have on their personal playlist.
That would be a good one, what they listen to, yeah.
Or how about they have like a dad joke off where they go back and forth and tell dad jokes?
I would love to know what TV shows they watch, or what TV shows, better yet, that their wives force them to watch.
Or what who their favorite Real Housewife is.
Yes.
So if you could ask the president and President hopeful Joe Biden a non-serious question for tonight's debate, what question would you ask him? What would you want to know?
Non-political.
535-9100. We'll take your calls. We've got some really good questions from the FM 100 Facebook page. We'll go through those too.
I'm excited to hear what people had to say, like what they want to ask.
Katie says, which Hamilton character do you relate to most?
Oh, I love that. That's a fun one.
Emily says, this is like a classic question. What came first, the chicken or the egg, and why?
Oh.
I'd like to hear their explanation for
I still think it's the chicken.
It's the egg, because you have to have the egg in order to get the chicken.
Says who?
Says me.
Okay.
Because the egg came first.
Well, then the case is over. Solved.
All right. Anyway, Sarah says, The Avengers or the Justice League? Which is the better movie?
Seriously? I'm going to answer that. Avengers. Really?
Yes, Avengers for sure. Michelle also said the same question I had. What is your what's currently on your playlist?
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people would love to know what they listen to.
Catherine, this is a great question. On Wednesdays, will you wear pink?
I love the Mean Girls reference.
Terry says, where is your favorite place to get barbecue?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Diana says, who's your favorite football team?
Oh, okay. That can cause a fight within itself.
Oh, yeah. Sports, politics.
Yep.
Denise says, is Disneyland really the happiest place on earth?
Yeah.
Michelle knows the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Disneyland will always be the happiest place on earth and in Michelle's life.
Yes, that is true.
Joy says, what is your favorite place to take your wife out to dinner?
Ooh, I feel like you can learn a lot about a person based off of what they like to eat.
So what do you think, where do you think President Trump takes Melania out to dinner? What restaurant would you say?
I have a feeling that both President Trump and Joe Biden take their wives to places that I've never been because I can't afford it.
Well, I'm thinking suburbs like Ruth's Chris.
No, I bet you it's places we can't afford.
I mean, I can't afford Ruth's Chris.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's why I said that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.